Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. And before I get started, I just want to give a shout out to the cats, the people, the peeps that enjoy and just can thrive off of night workouts. Working out at night takes a different mindset. It's a different individual. It's a different breed. Definitely a different breed. If you're a morning person and you try to work out at night, that's not going to work. If you just want to maybe get in, put in work, get out, go on about whatever it is you do, party, sleep, go home, go to a movie, some form of entertainment, whatever it is you do, just put in work, in, out. If you expect to have that happen that way in a night workout, it's not going to happen. I'm here to tell you, not going to happen unless you somehow magically make everybody else disappear. Somehow magically just can make everyone else disappear and never, ever, ever come back around. Not until you finish. Not until it's over, then they magically reappear. And you can just focus. You can have this intense focus and just tune everything else out. Tune everyone out. Just this mental focus on your goals, on your sets, on your reps. However, during night workouts, good luck. Good luck. Night workouts, it's not that easy. It's not that simple. Not only are you getting or attempting to put in work, attempting to get the job done, attempting to just get your workout on, get your fitness on, get your healthy lifestyle on. Not only that's the main thing, along with the other goals that you set, and along with your workout that you have scheduled. Because come on, everybody schedule a workout. You just don't go in and just freestyle and just bounce around and not have a clue of what's going on. No one does that. Well, night workouts, you have to maneuver. You have to figure out how to not only do what you have to do to get the job done, you have to figure out how can I bounce around from viewpoint to viewpoint? How can I bounce around feeling to feeling? How can I bounce around being super intense to, hey, I am social, super intense. Hey, I am social. Leave me alone. Hey, how are you doing? Leave me alone. Hey, how are you doing? You gotta be able to juggle that. You have to be able to go from Bruce Banner to Incredible Hulk, all in a split notice, all within a few seconds. Only certain individuals can pull that off. Only certain individuals can make that happen. Only certain individuals know how to get that done, how to go from 100 to 0 to 0 to 100 in less than 1 second. Less than 1 second. How can you just be so amped up and working out and just making it pop and just, then all of a sudden, hey, how's it going? What's your name? You come here often? only a selected few. Only a few of us can make that happen. Only a few of us can get that done. And I don't like to just throw myself and put myself in a box. Not literally, people. Not literally. However, I'm not built that way. Just being that, going from 0 to 100 that quick, that fast, I'm not built that way. In fact, I'll just go ahead and be honest. Honest. I can't pull it off. I can't say that I tried it, and I can't say that I will attempt it. Maybe sometime in the future, maybe sometime in the future after I become a leader of the mouth breathers, I'll attempt to do that. Maybe then after I accomplish a few other goals, like understanding second by second the movement and the growth patterns of grass, then I'll possibly come around to learning, enhancing, figuring out the techniques to go from 0 to 100, 100 back down to 0, so I can utilize that feature, so I can utilize that skill set when I decide that working out at night is the best way to go. Training at night is the best way to go. It's the best thing to do. It's the best thing for me to do currently. It's the best thing for me to do at the moment. Working out at night, so must conquer, must set out to be able to go 0, 100, 100, 0. Only then, maybe. And not only do you have to know how to go from 0 to 100 and 100 to 0, there are other landmines. Working out at night, there are other obstacles that you have to deal with working out at night. And this is not to mention you don't want to mess around or mess up and get in somebody's Insta video, get in somebody's Facebook Live video when they're trying to show their followers, when they're trying to show their friends about how hard they're working out, how in shape they are, how they're all about the healthy lifestyle, how they're all about the fitness and living good and feeling right and living well. And they just want to show you all of the hard, hard work that they put in. Yeah, you don't want to get in those people's video. You don't want to mess around and somehow be that guy, that person that walks in the shot, that walks in the frame, because now all hell's about to break loose. Now things about to get serious. It's about to get live. It is about to get hyped up in this joint, up in this piece. And if you have a hard time going from 0 to 100 or 100 back down to 0, and then you step in that landmine of making a mistake and walking in somebody else's social media video, and that's definitely frowned upon. That's definitely reason to go. So now you maybe so intense, so just, and then you just don't messed around and you just minding your own business, getting your workout on, getting your groove on. Then you just made a mistake and stepped in somebody else's social media video and they stop what they're doing and they stop the recording. they then tell you how disappointed they are in you. Disappointed that you didn't have the awareness, that you didn't know what was going on, that you couldn't see what was going on, that you just didn't care enough. Why are you working out here? Why does your workout forces you to come within the frame, come within the shot? Your workout can't do that. Now, apologize. See, and apologizing is possibly, maybe, definitely the right thing to do. However, if you stuck on 100, if you stuck in the zone, if you stuck in that intense zone, maybe you don't hear them. Maybe you don't care to hear them. Actually, you don't hear them. Actually, you don't care to hear them. Actually, you do not care because you are so focused on banging out those reps, banging out those reps. You're not, there is an awareness, but there's not an awareness. There's an awareness of you and your body and your surrounding far as within your bubble. But outside of your bubble and the broad surrounding, that you can give a rat's behind about that. You couldn't care less about that. And so you got your workout going, just one, boom, just banging them out. And somehow mistakenly, or somehow just being so intense and being so in tune to mind and body, when you're getting your workout on and you somehow done got in somebody else's frame and got in somebody else's shot, and they telling you the wrong that you did, and the evil person that you are, and the rest of the stuff that they could possibly say and think of, and wanting an apology. If you in that intense moment and being full of the intensity during that, nothing good can come of that. Nothing good can come over that. And that's why being able to go from 100 to zero, it'd be a good thing. It would be a good thing. Assuming it'd be a good thing in general, but also assuming if you step in a landmine and make a mistake and get in somebody else's shot, it definitely would help calm down. It would definitely help neutralize that situation. Neutralize the situation. You just stepped on a landmine. So now it is time to prepare. Now it is time for crisis management. Now it is time to abort. It's time to get out of that situation unscathed. It's time to get out of that situation the best way possible. And that's not the only landmine that you have to worry about working out at night. Then you have the Herculean type beings. I'll just stick with that to show my great appreciation and show my great sign of respect. And these are the people that are super duper strong. And not only that they're super duper strong, if you don't know that they're super duper strong, they'll let you know, because those are the people that make the sounds. Those are the people that it's like the call of the wild. Those are the people that just let you know, don't come here. It's like a warning as well. It's a warning. It's a caution. It's a call. All wrapped up in one. And depending on you, depending on how you take things, that's how you interpret it. That's how you feel about that. Because it's like, boom. Because not only you're dealing with the call of the wild, it's also making the weights and whatever they're doing that just falls dramatically. Got the grunts, actually yells, call of the wild, and it's never enough to just do it at the beginning and at the end. It has to be for every single rep. It has to be for every single rep in every single set. Because if it's not, if they mess up and slip up one time and not do it one time during one rep, guess what? How are we going to know that they're strong? How are we going to know that they are strong? How are we going to know that it's a warning? How are we going to know it's a caution? How are we going to know anything if they aren't, if they just mess up the one time and don't do it? At that point, we're confused. It's like, oh, it started that way. Then it stopped. It started back. Uh-oh, what's going on? Which one is it? How do I know? Which one? What's going on? Therefore, it is a must that they do it from beginning to end. And even during the rest, in between the sets, there's got to be some form of it to continuously shoot out those vibes, to continuously shoot out those signals that, yeah, nothing's changed. Because if they don't continuously do that, once again, how will we know? How will we know? You got to, we got to hear that all the time. Boom, boom. We have to hear that to know. If you don't hear it, how will you know not to go in that direction? How do you know not to try to avoid that landmine? You won't know. So not only you have to be able to go from 100, 0, 0 to 100, not get in somebody else's movie, not mess up somebody else's Call of the Wild cadence. That's why I say I have to give mad shout out to the peeps, the cats, the characters that work out at night. It is a different world. It's a different ball game. You have to understand the rules. You have to understand what's going on. You have to know, because if you don't, you're just being lost. You're lost, butterfly. You're lost. And butterfly, to know and not get lost, watching international football, you have to know, you have to understand countries. You have to know the players. You have to know everything so you can pick what team to watch and what team to follow. You can follow your country, but if your country isn't one of the top four, I guarantee you fall in another country. You're falling in another country. Yeah, but we can watch the MLS. No one watches the MLS. No one. People would rather watch international football than watch the MLS. Therefore, don't be lost, butterfly. Don't get lost. Understand your team, players, and country. Understand all of it. Take a lesson. Get schooled on it. Get some education. Because when international breaks come and your country isn't one of the top four, you're going to need something to do. You're going to need something to watch. You're going to need something to pay attention to. And we all know what it's not. It's not. It's not Major League Soccer. That landmine must be avoided at all costs.